From Johannesburg to Jerusalem, the world is always changing, growing and innovating. Join Benji Shulman for the next hour as he brings you the trendsetters, the thought leaders and those creating news before it happens. Only on the New Blue Review, your favorite Jewish culture and current affairs show. Every Monday at 9 a.m. right here on 101.9 Chai FM.
You're listening to 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Benji Shulman, and this is the New Blue Review. Welcome to the program on this Monday morning. Can you believe that it is almost the end of January already? I can't. Tomorrow being the 1st of February. I'm not quite sure where the first month of the year went, but it is already been very, very busy here in South Africa and around the world. And we've got a great show, as we always do, lined up for you. Later on, we're going to be talking, as we always do, to Dear South Africa, seeing what is going on in the parliamentary sphere. And I see that some of the work that we discussed, particularly around the NHI and some of the other big issues that are going to be facing Parliament, already coming up. So we'll be talking to Rob and seeing what updates he has for us there. Then we're going to be looking at the United Nations in the Israel bite. A lot of stuff coming down the pike from the UN, and not all of it very good, but balanced by some very historic engagements in the UAE. So we're going to be seeing what the politics is like on the Israel front for there. But as you know, Chai FM is very committed to the issue of mental health in the community, helping people who might be in distress, particularly over COVID. Mandy Mushnick, she is a former investment banker and private equity transactor, and is also the chair of Africa for One Young World. And she's recently joined the team of an app called Panda to help them achieve their mission of making mental health resources available to all. Mandy, thank you so much for joining us on the New Blue Review, and welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me here today, Benj. It's great to be here and talk about Panda and what's also becoming known as the parallel pandemic, which is mental health, and how we can hopefully play a part in helping.
Yeah, absolutely. And interesting to see how tech getting into the sect of mental health. I'm going to talk about how that works a little bit. For a start, can you tell us what is the idea behind the app and what is it trying to achieve?
I think, you know, you hit the nail on the head when you said we really believe that we want to make mental health resources available to all. We think that mental health resources and support, which give you the right care at the right time, should be in everyone's hand. And we really hope to be that go-to community to get that. So I think it's important to note who the founders really are behind Panda, because I think it's a special combination. Many people will know Alon Litz and Alan Sweden, who've brought together their diverse backgrounds and experiences to build Panda into what it is today. Alon built Uber for Sub-Saharan Africa, and Alan was the founder of Akeso Hospital Group, which sold out to Netcare. So I think it does take a special skill set to really tackle the huge challenge that is mental health. And using their backgrounds, we really believe that Panda has been built in a way to be a game changer in giving people that right care at the right time, and create a really unique and win-win environment for users, companies, and medical aids, which really doesn't exist in the market today. So we're super excited to kind of bring that dynamic to life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the fact that it is a former Uber person who is getting into mental health, because I think it really explains a little bit in of itself about how we talk about the Uberization of all sorts of goods and services. And in some respects, Panda really is bringing that model to the mental health space. But it's kind of interesting, right? Because with Uber, the thing is, you can order a car from anywhere, it arrives, it picks you up, it drives you off. But when we talk about mental health, we have in our mind a severe looking, perhaps a German fellow. I don't know if they still do a lot of this sort of thing. You know, on a couch in a building somewhere, and you have to talk about your feelings. You're doing it in cyberspace. So talk to us about the mechanics of how that looks different from our old model of thinking about mental health care.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a good way of really painting what people perceive it to be. And I think the one thing about the pandemic is that it's made mental health a topic that people are willing to talk about now, and realize that it's a much wider and broader, not just topic, but experience for so many people And it doesn't just entail being in the severe kind of environment where you need to go speak to someone on the couch, but the app and the functionality around it, which we can talk to a bit about just now, was really built around the premise that despite that there is actually a significant amount of money spent on mental health in the system, we believe that the right mental health support is either still inaccessible or underutilized for three main reasons. And those are firstly stigma, secondly cost, and thirdly not knowing how to enter the system. So Panda's been built with these challenges in mind, and if you open the app and download it, you'll see that the product overcomes all three of these. Firstly, overcoming stigma by allowing you to remain completely anonymous through using the tech. Cost-wise, it provides users with access to both free and cost-effective resources. And thirdly, you know, not knowing how to enter the system, sometimes we feel so overwhelmed by having a mental health challenge. You know, if you have a physical health challenge, there's a very specific system that you follow. You first go see your GP, then you have an x-ray. Do you need to see a nurse? Do you need a cost? And at what point do you feel better and you can exit the system? But when it comes to mental health, there isn't really a system like that. So the app aims to triage users in that unique way and give them an entry point to really learn more about mental health and find the appropriate resources to receive that right care at the right time that we talk about.
We're talking to Mandy Mushnick today. She is the CFO of Panda Health App, and we'll be back just after this.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM. I'm Benji Shulman. This is the New Brew. Talking to Mandy Munchnick today about the Panda Health Care app. And Mandy, we were just talking before the break about how the system works at a conceptual level to allow people to access these services that maybe were inaccessible or difficult, or there were blocks to getting involved. So I want to talk now in a tachless way about what people might experience if they go on the app. For example, you have what you call the bamboo forest, which is a place where people can actually go and enjoy free services related to mental health in a group. So explain how that works.
Firstly, I hope that everyone can take a few moments and search for Join Panda in either iOS or Android. You can set up your profile, and as we've said before, you can remain completely anonymous. And when you're setting up that profile, you can select topics that are important or relevant to you so that those will personalize your user experience as you go forward. Once you've completed that sign up process, to your point, the first thing you'll find is the bamboo forest. And that's really what we're most passionate about at Panda, because that's really bringing mental health resources available to all. So what is the bamboo forest? It's a live session network where you can access various topics and you can join them. It runs every hour on the hour, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, and the functionality is completely free. It'll be hosted by a mental health professional, and the idea is that you really join topics that where you can share the challenges and learnings with people going through things that are similar to you, but that's equally facilitated and guided by a professional. We do also have the functionality, though, that if you can't find a topic that's listed there, that's something you want to talk about, you can click on a plus button you'll see on the app, and you can actually curate your own session. There is a caveat to that. You know, we can't let anyone kind of start their own sessions. You'd have to have attended certain forest sessions before the time, but we can take anyone through that process who may be interested in that. And then once you go through the forest functionality, if you've attended a few group sessions and you feel specifically with an expert, you know, I'd actually like to take this conversation forward and have a one-on-one chat, we already have the functionality where you can book a one-on-one text-based support session for 30 minutes with one of our experts. It's live. You can book on their calendar and find a slot that works for you. In versions of the app to come, we'll have sessions where you can book an expert and also do voice and video consults. Our library of content and assessments is already live, and you can access those to kind of determine where you are in your mental health journey at the moment. And then the best part is to track your progress, because that's what becomes important going forward. You know, we all invest in our physical health, but we don't invest in our mental health. And not only do we not invest in it, we don't track it. So we hope to give everyone the platform to do that.
Now, just to go back to our severe German for a moment, the thing about often particularly the one-on-one engagement when it comes to mental health, and I guess we're talking particularly psychologists here, is that you're trying to read body language, you're trying to have an engagement and understand the person in the process. Is there any sense about if online is a sufficient, what would be the word, a sufficient a replacement for that kind of interaction? Are we finding that people can get the help they need online without that face-to-face engagement?
It's a good question. And I think, you know, PANDA is not meant to replace that type of psychologist in all circumstances. There'll be certain, you know, severe cases where it just isn't replicable and you should see your regular psychologist in person. But what we are finding is, in more cases than not, is that people are often intimidated to enter the system or they don't know how to. And then having the option where you can do text-based or you don't have to rock up in person, that's actually helped people interact more and actually get into the system.
Okay, now that's very interesting. And I suppose, as you say, very, very easy to do. If you just download the app, you can almost be there in minutes and just seeing what's out there and seeing, you know, what kind of issues might be applicable to you and who else is having issues, which is great. Now, the other thing which I think is absolutely fascinating is, of course, in South Africa, we have a lack of medical workers of all stripes, but mental health in particular. And this PANDA's also kind of hoping to grow the market when it comes to making patients and those medical health workers connect with one another and kind of grow the ecosystem of people who are available to help and potentially even bring in, I imagine, people from overseas.
100%, Benji. And it'll also give mental health professionals the opportunity to build the practices that they want in the niches that they want. You know, it's very difficult actually when you're trying to build your practice and you might be particularly passionate about a niche topic, but you need to see anyone who comes to your door essentially. Whereas PANDA will give you the funnel to those thousands of users who are looking for experts in a very specific field. And you can become that expert. And you know, to your point earlier about Uberized services, it really gives them the opportunity to showcase their skill sets and build their profiles.
And build the ecosystem in the process. Now, we're very used to apps that sort of go for 10 years, that you burn up a whole runway of capital and then become sort of too big to handle. So someone buys them out. But you guys are looking to do some kind of revenue generation in the process. How is that working in terms of the model of the app?
We are obviously a for-profit business. We believe that in order to be a success, you need to be a for-profit business. And there are multiple different ways that we're going to go about this. You know, we have transactions currently with medical insurers where we'll become their go-to marketplace of approved providers. So in that case, you know, they'll undertake to reimburse all their users at their medical aid rates if they come through PANDA, because we've created this network for them. In the long run, that should actually save them money as well, because again, you're pushing your patients to the right care at the right time with early interventions versus pushing people to extreme cases needing very high profile, high cost interventions. And we also hope that corporates at large will come to us and see what kind of benefits we can offer to their staff, because we think we have a very comprehensive offering and one that can help their staff on a regular basis.
Now, you launched last year in about sort of September, October time. What has been the response so far from users to the app?
We launched in October last year. We've had a great response with a few thousand downloads and at least 60% of active users. The way we define active means that those people have attended at least 4 Forest sessions over a certain period of time. So we're really seeing that kind of traction grow. And as some of our B2B deals in the next few weeks go live and are in the marketplace, we hope to see that funnel of users and the Forest itself pick up speed and become what we know it can be as a very effective group therapy tool.
Now, the favorite word of all startups, particularly in the tech space, is you have to, every interview, use the one word, pivot. So having been on the market for about four months, is there anything that you've already learned, any takeaways that have said, okay, well, we have to focus a bit more here or a bit more there?
Should probably speak to Alon and Alan on this point, just because they spent really a lot of time in defining what they would actually build and do to get us to the point to where we are today and kind of the course of action we're taking. But you're right. I think the name of the game is pivot and adaptability, not just in startups, but in general today. So we definitely know that I'm sure there are going to be a few variations to come, but hopefully we've got the foundations right and our core offering right.
Again, apps tend to be universal. It doesn't matter normally, generally speaking, whether I use Facebook in Australia or Finland. Are you focusing, Panda, on the South African market? Is the South African market big enough for an app like this? Or in the future, are we looking to expand to Africa or take on other markets?
Right now, we are focused on South Africa, getting the product and the product market fits correct. Obviously, expanding to the rest of Africa would come with and elsewhere in the world would come with the challenges of whether it's English-speaking territories. But we hope to be building, you know, first-class tech, best-in-class, and it would be great to be able to take South African talent abroad at some point.
Now, for people who might be listening to this and thinking to themselves that they haven't been paying enough attention to their mental health, December is a time traditionally that can be tough mentally. January even more so, as we've seen. Are there any ideas or tips that you can give to people, or things perhaps that you're seeing coming out of the app that you could point to? I mean, imagine first things first, download the app and see what's out there.
100%. Download the app, see what's out there. I mean, it's a really low friction point for you to look at starting to invest in your mental health. Like I said earlier, really, I think the biggest thing that I've kind of learned is that mental wellness is possibly the most underinvested area in our lives, yet it drives our ability to cope and perform in every other facet of our lives. So we all know the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. And it's really those small but consistent habits and learning to just lean in for help or support that can make a huge difference to how you show up every day. I think, again, you know, I keep coming back to the forest, but that's really what we are about. But the forest creates a community, and that's so important, because I think often people either struggle alone or they take out their frustrations and challenges on the people closest to us, which is completely counterproductive to what you actually want to achieve. So Panda is really the place you can come, discuss those challenges, share the experiences, debrief on what you need to, and start to build those small mental health habits and coping techniques from our guided experts that can help you through the day to day.
Well, there you go. That is the clarion call for the hour. I would suppose make sure that you look after your mental health, whether it's using the services of Chai FM, or if you have a person who you rely on, or indeed going and downloading the Panda app and seeing what's out there that can help you with whatever stresses you might be dealing with. Mandy, where can people get more information or download the app?
Please go to the App Store and just search Join Panda on iOS or Android. Our Instagram and Facebook pages are also live and very active, where we share what sessions are coming up for the week. But the best thing is really to download the app, star the topics that are coming up for the next few days that you'd like to join, and we hope to see you in the forest.
Well, there you go. If a tree falls in the forest and no one has a better mental health outcome, then did it actually happen? That's the question that we're asking ourselves today. Mandy Mushnick, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with this fantastic initiative.
Thank you so much, Benji and Chai FM. And thanks for all you're doing for the community.